tomorrow marks a triumph for people who make their living rescuing people from the water. It's the U.S. Coast Guard's 217th birthday, if you're counting the service's early days as the Revenue Marine. The Coast Guard will mark the anniversary with a parade, a carnival, and fireworks in Coast Guard City, USA, otherwise known as Grand Haven, Michigan, and there will be a very special announcement.
For the first time, we sat down and we tabulated all the rescues, and we find that we've rescued more than 1 million lives since 1790.
That's right, more than 1 million lives rescued, says Coast Guard Chief of Public Affairs Jim McPherson. And what better way to celebrate over a million lives saved than with Coast Guard Top 10 Rescue Videos, a short film the service recently debuted on YouTube. It's a 9-minute compilation of harrowing scenes, tug and fishing boats vanishing under heavy seas, cruise ships set ablaze, life jackets being thrown to Caribbean immigrants, and one scene called Hurricane Gordon, 1994.
Do you think this is safe, or do you think they're better on the boat?
A woman and baby have just been plucked from a sailboat by a helicopter, but the Coast Guard crew hauling up the basket isn't sure they're going to make it, and they're running out of gas.
Thank God.
Hold altitude. Bring on them up slow. Basket's halfway up and it's swaying pretty good.
How's the gas?
Got another half hour or about 20 minutes on scene.
Okay. I'm not bringing them in back first. I want to bring them in face first because that's the way I can get it around the tank. Okay, I'm bringing them up. I'm bringing them in.
And they were safe. Now, one graphic calls these the Coast Guard's top 10 rescues of all time. But Captain McPherson assures us there is actually another top 10 list of all time, Coast Guard rescues that predate video cameras. The oldest rescue to make that list, coming in at number 5 in 1888, a rescue called Joshua James and the Hull, Massachusetts Life-Saving Station.
He and his crew, they saved 28 people from 5 different vessels in 48 hours in a tremendous storm, bringing the people through the surf off the wrecks back to the beach.
A strong performance, yes, but not quite as impressive as the 33,500 people saved in the Coast Guard's number one rescue, the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, for example.
A rescue swimmer was lowered onto the roof of a house and took a fire axe and chopped through the roof and pulled an elderly couple through the roof. It's something that's never been done before, but it shows the types of things that Coast Guard men and women will do.
That's Coast Guard Chief of Public Affairs Jim McPherson talking about a milestone for the service this weekend, more than a million lives saved. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.